They did it at night. Emmeline never stirred as they lifted her from her bed. She must have felt herself safe in Hester's arms. Perhaps she recognized the smell of soap in her sleep as she was carried out of the room and along the corridor. Whatever the reason, she didn't realize that night what was happening. Her awakening to the truth was hours away. It was different for Adeline. Quick and sharp, she awoke at once to her sister's absence. Darted to the door but found it locked already by Hester's swift hand. In a flash, she knew it all, felt it all. Severance. She didn't shriek. She didn't fling her fists against the door. She didn't claw at the lock with her nails. All the fight went out of her. She sank to the floor, collapsed into a little heap against the door, and that is where she stayed all night. The bare boards bit into her jutting bones, but she didn't feel the pain. There was no fire, and her nightdress was thin, but she didn't feel the cold. She felt nothing. She was broken. The next morning, Hester lifted Adeline in her arms, not difficult. The child was 14 now, but she was skin and bones. All her strength was in her will, and when that was gone, the rest was insubstantial. Without her sister, she was nothing, and she was no one. It was just the shell of a person they took to the doctor's house. Back at home, they moved Emmeline from the bed in Hester's room back into her own without waking her. She slept for another hour, and when she did open her eyes, was mildly surprised to find her sister gone. As the morning drew on, her surprise grew, turning to anxiety in the afternoon. She searched the house. She searched the gardens. She went as far as she dared in the woods, the village. Her puzzlement and anxiety increased throughout the day, but it was not until Hester locked the doors and began the routine of putting Emmeline to bed that she became distraught. All night long she cried. Lonely sobs that seemed to go on forever. What had snapped in an instant in Adeline took an agonizing 24 hours to break in Emmeline. But when dawn came, she was quiet. She had wept and shuddered herself into oblivion. The separation of twins is no ordinary separation. Imagine surviving an earthquake. When you come to, you find the world unrecognizable. The horizon is in a different place. The sun has changed colour. Nothing remains of the terrain you know. As for you, you are alive, but it's not the same as living. It's no wonder the survivors of such disasters so often wish they had perished with the others.